It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Check it out, man. We want y'all to know that we got the countdown to the Ruku TV channel. We definitely get ready to launch that any day now. We figuring it's going to be the 15th of February. I want you to follow us on Beef Stew Radio, capital letters, number 11. Also on Instagram, Beef Stew 110. And also follow me on Facebook. Like I said, if you ain't a virus, I definitely follow you back. Facebook.com/DJ Big Stew in the building. Make sure you check us out on iHeartRadio, College Underground Radio, and all other platforms that you see when we put up, when we post it on the website. Now, in the building, as promised to you, we have Miss Rosalind Solomon in the building. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How you doing on this Friday night? Thank you for coming.
I'm doing well. How you doing?
We doing good. We blessed, and we definitely here. We appreciate that you got here with us. We liking your soulful music. You know, we usually play a lot of hardcore here, but we like your soulful music for tonight.
Well, that's a blessing. Glory to God.
How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was a little girl, and I used to sing. You know, I tapped into the secular world. I even had a record deal, but it fell through. So, you know, and I even rapped a little, and it just fell through. So I just got a sour tongue, and I just never pursued it anymore. And I came to God a long time ago, but the last 10 years I've been right with him. So it was prophesied that I would go into the studio back in 2013 and that my music would be anointed and it would be heard all over the world. And I didn't believe the prophet, but it happened this September. I was on YouTube, and I always go on YouTube and I sing before I preach. And I had sung this song, and I knew something was special about it. I just sung it out my head. And I heard the Lord tell me, you're going to record that song. And I did in November 2018 along with another song. And then I went back into the studio last month and did these five songs, and that's the history.
Wow. Who are some of the people who influenced you, who you saw singing growing up and influenced you to sing?
Well, when I was a little, well, actually, I was like in high school. I think I was like a freshman, and we had a talent show, and I could hit notes like Minnie Riperton back in the day, right? So I used that song, and I won the contest because of that. So, back then it was like Minnie Riperton, Aretha Franklin, you know, the old school singers, Gladys Knight, Patti LaBelle, all of them I used to listen to. But, you know, the past 10 years since I've been right with God, I listen to sometimes Yolanda Adams. I used to listen to Mary. I still listen to a lot of the old hymns. You know, a lot of those people, they're not with us anymore. And, you know, I more so give God the glory for encouraging me to be who I am today as far as being a singer, a gospel jazz singer.
All right. Now, you know, when we look you up on, you have a lot of things. I think you have a podcast, am I right, yourself?
Yeah, I have a blog talk. It's like my fourth radio show because I had a radio show in Florida on FM radio, and then I had two blog talks before, and I came off of them because I got really busy. But then I went back to the blog talk in September, and I plan on staying on it. So it's in a lot of places now, and it's going to, you know, get on some other platforms, too.
Yeah. Now, I kind of see, I hate to say it, but, you know, you got some haters out there. We kind of checked that out. You got some people hating on you.
I got a couple of, there are a couple of ladies, but I don't know if you believe in witches, but that's what they really are. And
you said
and
witches?
That's what they come after God's anointed to try and ruin you. Like, two of them I never even met. One of them I never even had a conversation with. The other one, she followed the ministry for about 10 months, and she kept on asking me, you know, how does God use me, and yada, yada, yada. She couldn't get away with me, so she kind of turned on me. And the other one, her and her husband tried to set me up. They invited me to Apostle David E. Taylor's conference, and they tried to set me up, and God revealed it, and I got away from them, and they mad, so they still trying to get me. But,
wow.
I mean, they went after Yeshua, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The witches, the warlocks, the Pharisees, they went after Yah, too, you know? So they're going to come after all the God's anointed ones, you know? They don't care about the ones that's carnally minded. They care about the ones that's really doing the work. That's what they want.
Yeah, now how do you know, how do you concentrate with all that? You know, how do you do your music, your show? That's a lot to deal with. How do you make it through that?
By the grace of God, a prophet told me that the Lord was going to give me a tool belt with a lot of things under it. See, I knew that this stuff was coming back in 2010 because, you know, God was sending, like, so many prophets. So I knew it was coming. So, you know, from 2010 up until last year, you know, he just was preparing me for it. And as the time went by, he would add this, then he would add that, then he would add this. You know, and I'm an apostle, and apostles carry the fivefold ministry. So if you carry the fivefold ministry, God is going to give you the ability and the gifts and the strength and the courage to be able to do his work. And, you know, I spend a lot of time with God as well. So I truly believe because I have such an intimate relationship with him and I spend a lot of time with him, you know, he gives me the courage and the strength to do all these things. It's not to say that sometimes I don't go to God and say, you know, Lord, you know, I'm a little tired. Lord, you know, I feel this is a little too much. He'll tell me you can handle it. He'll strengthen me. He'll send me, you know, a little help. Like he sent me DJ Dwayne Mingo. He told me to tell you hi. He's doing, like, a lot of things for me that no one really has ever did for me, and he's like, you know, showing me stuff, opened doors for me. So, you know, God is starting to send some people to help me.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, and what would you change in the gospel music? You know, music has changed. The industry has changed. If you had the power yourself to change, so what would you change?
What would I change? Well, okay. The gospel, as we know it, has changed, and the secular music definitely has changed, and so has the rap, you know. The rapping is nowhere near like it was back in the day. You know, back in the day, that was like some serious rapping, you know.
Yeah,
the rapping has changed. Now, I'm not, you know, taking away from the rappers right now. I'm just saying they need to go back to school and, you know, run behind some of the old school rappers and relearn. That's all I'm saying, right? So, like, far as gospel music, you know, the gospel music has become more secular than gospel. And, like, you know, even my music, I was like, God, you really want me to use jazz music to sing? And that's what he wanted, you know, and it could fit in the secular as well. But, you know, I'm not gearing for the secular, but it can fit there too, and it can fit in the gospel. And I'm kind of glad it can fit in the secular a little bit, because those people need God too. And people will come to God through music, you know. And, you know, the music has anointed words in it about God, you know. So while they grooving to the beat and dancing to the beat, they singing the melody about God. And that's opening up the door for God to get in, because words are powerful. So that's how I look at that. So as far as the gospel, I would just, you know, change it and try and get back to the old roots, like some of the old hymns, you know. And I would, you know, want to use the music more so to bring souls to God instead of making money or getting famous off of it. It's nothing wrong with making money or getting fame, but it seems like that's all people want nowadays in gospel and secular, is to get fame and to get money. I would integrate and use it to get multitudes of souls. So that's what I would do.
Okay. Yeah, sounds really good. So you have the song In His Grace. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Okay, In His Grace We Live. Okay, the inspiration behind that was because the only reason why any of us do live, whether whether people believe in God or not, you know, worship God, follow God, we are all His creation. So none of us would be here if it wasn't for His grace, because it says His grace is sufficient for us and He reserves His mercy for who He wants. So with grace comes mercy. So a lot of people are alive today because of God's mercy. If there was no mercy and grace, many people would not be on the planet right now. So I wanted to make that known through music, so that's why I wrote that song.
All right, so Harlem, New York City, we are in the building. We have her in the building, Rosalind Solomon. We definitely going to get back to her and keep going. We're going to get into this song right now. It's called In His Grace. Let's do it, y'all.
rough times. When I'm lost and I need you,
when I'm lost and I need you.
Radio, we live from Harlem. We have Rosalind Solomon in the building. That was In His Grace. Do you work with a band?
No, it's just me. Like my five new songs, I do have some backup in some of them, but it's just me.
Okay. Where did you grow up at?
I'm a native New Jersey girl. I'm from Mount Clair, New Jersey, but I was born in Brick City, which is Newark, New Jersey. So shout out to my Jerseyan peeps that's listening.
All right. That's what's up. Right over the bridge. Okay. That's what's up.
I used to hang out in New York a lot, too.
Okay.
That's I got family
New York,
in New York.
New York and Jersey is like the same. It's like, you know, we're just a little bridge away from each other. A couple bridges,
yep.
A tunnel and a bridge away from each other. So it's like really
mm-hmm.
the same.
That's true.
You have this song Closer to You. What was the inspiration behind that song?
Well, I like, you know, I'm always asking God all the time to let me get closer to Him, because no matter how close you get to Him, it's always so much more room to get closer to Him, because there's so many forces to God. So, you know, there's always, always an opportunity to get closer to Him, no matter how close you are to Him. So that's why I wrote that song. And I wanted to inspire people to want to get closer to Him.
All right. So y'all heard that. We're going to get into that. This is Beach Dude Radio. We live from Harlem. We got Rosalind Solomon in the building. We are definitely being blessed tonight. So let's get into this. This song is called Close to You. Let's do it.
Can guide me. You show me things, Lord, I never knew that I could see. Come make me brand new. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me to have a serving heart. Take me in and draw me closer to you. Take me in and draw me closer to you.
Take me closer.
Open up. Under your wings is where my refuge is. Lord, please take my hand and take me to the promised land. Teach me to love like you.
Love like you.
Teach me to love like you.
Love like you.
Teach me to love like you.
Love like you.
Teach me to love like you.
That was Roslyn Solomon, Closer to You. Definitely another, I guess like you say, gospel jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you find yourself like being, your music being labeled just gospel sometime or even put, sometimes some of your music kind of sound neo-soulless. Do you ever feel that your music goes through
that? Yeah, I get that from people too. Neo-soul. I got quite a few people telling me, even my own kids, that my voice reminds them of Shantae Moore and somebody else. And when I do rap, some people tell me I sound a little bit like Michelle. Some people might not know her. That's like old school rap.
But yeah, you call Michelle Dr. Dre's old wife?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think they know her now after she put the little video out about Suge Knight. I think they know.
Oh, okay,
she is now.
Okay.
Now, you have another song. It's called "In a Graceful Way." What was mm-hmm. the inspiration behind that?
Well, because our Messiah Yeshua Jesus, he is such a gentleman, and so is God. You know, and the Holy Spirit, she's like a sweet. Well, I call the Holy Spirit a she because that's what it says in the Bible. And I actually saw her in a vision. And, you know, a woman came to me a couple of years ago and told me that the Holy Spirit was not a he, the Holy Spirit was a she. And I went in prayer, and then she actually talked to me, and I just broke down in tears and started crying, and then she revealed herself to me. And then the Lord said to me, "Do you think I would give a man a wife and give him children and I not have one? Does the word say that I was first in all things?" And I was like, wow. It just blew me away. And so, you know, I say she's a she. A lot of people used to have problems with that, but she has revealed herself a lot to people in visions and dreams, and so a lot of people have come back and apologized to me for calling me crazy, you know. So God will always vindicate you. But the reason why I made that song is because the Messiah and the Lord himself, our Father, they are gentlemen. They're not going to force you to come to them. They're gentlemen. They will wait. They will wait at the door for you to decide to open the door and let them in your heart and let your heart be their altar. So that's how God came to me, you know. I was carnally minded for a long time. But then 10 years ago, you know, I almost died, and he came to me in a vision. He said, "It's either me, life, or death." I chose him, and he did it in such a graceful way. So that's where that same song came from.
Okay, wow. All right, so we're going to get into that song. In a graceful way by Roslyn Solomon, and we're going to come back and keep, you know, we're going to keep kicking it with her. And we on Beach Stew Radio, we live from Harlem. Let's do it.
There's silence in my room. I see a vision in your voice. Grow stronger. Lead me on the path of righteousness in a graceful way. Walked up to me. me. You said, come to your daddy, come walk through heaven's doors to your waited eternity. You said, come to your daddy, come walk through heaven's doors to your waited eternity. Oh Lord, I can never forget the moment you walked up to me in a graceful way. Oh Lord, I can never forget the moment you walked up to me in a graceful way. You said it's wonderful to have me close to you, Lord. Your presence brings me joy, and this is perfect grace flowing from your presence. My feet have been destroyed. You said, come to your daddy, come walk through heaven's doors to your waited eternity. You said, come to your daddy, come walk through heaven's doors to your waited eternity. Oh Lord, I can never forget the moment you walked up to me in a graceful way. Oh Lord, I can never forget the moment you walked up to me in a graceful way. Oh Lord, I can never forget the moment you walked up to me in a graceful way. Let me be faithful to you. Help me to be faithful to the end. Oh Lord, I can never forget the moment you walked up to me in a graceful way. Oh Lord, I can never forget the moment you walked up to me in a graceful way.
Rosalind Solomon in the building. Is there anything that you want the world to know about yourself that we might not have touched up on, if you want the world to know?
Well, I'm an apostle first. And okay. I have a YouTube channel. It's called the Prophetic Voice of Yeshua's Ministry YouTube channel. I'm also on Periscope as a Prophetic Mantle. I'm on Facebook, Prophetic Mantle, I have, you know, a well-known prophecy blog, because I also have a prophetess gift as well. I have a well-known prayer blog, and you can see all of those links, all of my books. I have about 48 books on Amazon, and on my music, all of my links are at www.propheticvoice.com. of YeshuaSministry.org. You can scroll all the way down. It's about 20-something links there, and it has everything that I'm doing right now. But I've actually written 108 books, but I have 48 on sale on Amazon. The other 55, I reserve those for when I, you know, start going to conferences and stuff. I have those printed through a private printer. So that's about, you know, the tool belt for now.
Okay. Hey, you have
a coaching business. I have a coaching business, but I haven't launched it yet. I've had it since September. It's called Beauty of Essence Wisdom Coaching and Training LLC. Because one day I plan on having a school where I can coach and coach in the prosthetic and different things like that.
Oh, okay. Now we down to the single, Man of Galilee. I want to make sure I say it right. Man of Galilee.
Yes, Man of Galilee. I made that song because our Messiah is the Man of Galilee. I mean, I went to Israel a couple of months ago, you know, but, you know, when I came back from Israel, I learned that the real promised land is in Africa. I learned that the Lord showed me in the vision, you know. I can't, like, hide that truth. You know, I don't want to make nobody mad. I don't want to ruffle any feathers, you know, because we grew up in the church thinking that, you know, the people in Israel are the true chosen ones, when they're not. But God loves them too, and he wants them too. But it is the black man, the black woman, you know, that was here first, and all the other nationalities are birthed from the man's grinds and the woman's, black woman's womb, you know. And the Bible even says that God himself was bronze, and the Messiah was bronze and burnt. And I've seen both of them. I tell you the honest truth, and they look like the Bible said, you know. I found out that Africa is actually the promised land, you know, because Africa, like the old maps, if you check the old maps out, you will learn that they had a lot of places that was named after the tribes. They have the Mount Zion over there. They have the Galilee. They had Jerusalem over there. If you check out the old maps, there's this guy. His name is Truth Unveil on YouTube channel. And that's how I basically found out a lot of stuff from him. So I took it to prayer because that's what I do. And then God took me a vision, and he showed me things. You know, he even showed me that we live in a dome. He showed me that the earth is flat, you know, and it has a dome over it. And we live in a simulated reality, meaning it's like kind of like nothing's really real. It's like a movie. And I've seen these things, and I've talked about it, you know, on my channel. So I just decided to make that song called Man of Galilee because Yeshua, the Messiah, he is the Man of Galilee.
All right. Well, we thank you for being on the show. You got a home here. You know, when you doing another project, please send it through. Or a book. We'd love to interview you again, you know. And just stay in touch.
Appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on. And God bless you for that. And all your listeners. In Yeshua Jesus' name.
Thank you. Once again, this is Rosalind Sullivan, and this is Man of Galilee. And we definitely going to be blessed, and we're going to get into this Beef Stew Radio. This is what we do.
You are the word that made been searching all my life for someone like him. And all this time I thought that he was just a friend.
But not just anybody can touch my body.
And then he came along and showed me pleasure like I never know. You would never know that he's the one. But after one conversation, you will see where I am coming from. His words are so gifted, his humor is so wicked. And he's a brainiac, and he makes me laugh like an aphrodisiac.
That's the way. Saying yeah, like your name, I show. This ain't temporary, this forever. Whoa, Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.